somebody that can never get out of your knocking. Anytime God
exposes himself to the Lord right now.
And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was changed.
Father, we thank you. Thank you for your mighty presence in our midst. Lord, as we hear your word, there is understanding. There is establishment. There is revelation. In the name of Jesus. Last week we said that faith is agreement or alignment with God, even when it doesn't make sense to your natural faculties. Are you with me? Can I tell you something? An army is rising, oh. Take your place. Tell your neighbor, take your place. We said faith is agreement or alignment with God, even when it does not make sense to your natural faculties. We said faith is choosing the will of God, the opinion of God, the way of God, over and above your own will, your own way, and your own understanding. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 3 verse 5, says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. Are you with me? That is faith. You trust in the Lord with all thy heart. You don't lean unto your own understanding. Are you with me? And we said that's the only way God is pleased. Because it's just like, for instance, maybe you only eat vegetable soup. And you tell someone, please go and buy vegetable soup for me. But the person's own idea of vegetable soup is egusi soup, and goes and brings egusi soup for you. You tell the person, you missed my instruction, you missed my opinion, you missed my mind on this matter. I can't eat this. So in the same way, when dealing with God, you have to understand his will, his way, his plan, his opinion, and stick with it. Yes, even when it does not make sense to your own natural faculty. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Media, give me a little more loose. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But don't destroy the sound too. Hey, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we had last week's sermon, we called it 11:6. Were you blessed?
Yes, sir.
11:6 called from 11, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And we talked about faith in salvation, faith in consecration, and faith in the miraculous. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
But today I want to talk about what we've called the fight of faith. Glory! And it's a build up from what we talked about last week. So what is the fight of faith? The fight of faith is the warfare between your natural realities and the realities of God. Are you with me? Please, are you with me? Say after me, I have understanding. I have divine revelation and the knowledge of Christ by the Spirit. Some of you are not talking. Say after me, I have divine understanding in the knowledge of Christ by the Spirit. So we said the fight of faith is the warfare between your natural realities and the realities of God. Remember, we said that faith is agreement with God even when it does not make sense to your natural faculties. This means on a basic level, faith is a fight. Are you with me? Faith itself is a fight, because now God is asking you to agree and align with something. Angels of God, finish that work. Peace in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Complete wholeness, complete stillness in Jesus' name. Okay. Okay. So, the fight of faith is not just a part of the faith teaching. The fight of faith is the faith teaching. Because God is telling you to agree with something that logically it doesn't make sense. But God is saying, agree with it. And so, there will be this constant conundrum between your natural sense and God's sense. And this is where many people's faith fail. The reason why I'm bringing this up is if you don't learn this, no matter what you learn about faith, it will not work. You will have problems. Are you with me? Your natural realities will try to challenge God's reality. So you must learn to hold fast to God's reality over and above the natural. Are you with me? 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18, it says, why we look not at the things which are seen. This is the Apostle Paul talking to the Corinthian church. He says, there is a way we look. There is a way we see things. We don't look at the things which are seen. Are you with me? But are the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
He's telling you that if you look at the natural state of things, they are temporal. This realm, see, no matter how great this realm looks, it is temporal compared to the spirit realm. It's a fickle realm. Are you with me?
Yes,
and listen, if you understand this, you have understood the Bible. The whole Bible, the entire Bible. If you ask me to give a title for the Bible, I will call the Bible The Fight of Faith. And you're wondering, really? Yes. I would have loved to start from Genesis chapter 1, but our time is running. So I will start from Genesis 3 to show you the fight of faith. Look at Genesis 3 from verse 1 to 6. The Bible says in Genesis 3 from verse 1, it says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, everybody read on with me, had God said, okay, everybody, let's start again. And he said unto the woman, everybody, 1, 3, go. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Are you seeing the premise of the fight of faith now? God had told them already in chapter 2, of all the trees in the garden, you can eat, but not of this one. And then the devil came, and first question, hath God said? You see, the fight of faith is where you are in that position where the devil is making you to rethink what God is saying. He's making you to reconsider what God is saying. And for that moment, you will forget that you are dealing with God. Remember, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That's what was making you sing God all those songs. See, if you are really going to understand this faith thing, you have to allow the greatness of God fill up your mind. Who is God? What are his potentialities? What can he do? Are you with me? What are his limits? What are the things that can make him say, you know what, I'm confused? What is that thing that will make God say, man, I'm just confused. I don't know what to do. What is that thing? So you are talking about someone that knows the end from the beginning, the Ancient of Days. Are you with me? Alpha and Omega. See, it's almost an insult to say God is wise. God is wisdom.
Yes, sir.
You know, I used to say, if you ask God, how many fingers do I have? And God says 6. Check it. It was actually 6. You were seeing wrong. When the Bible says God cannot lie, it is true that God is righteousness and he cannot commit sin. He cannot lie. But there's another problem. Even if God wanted to lie, that lie becomes the new truth.
Yes,
sir. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
and the devil has the audacity. The devil has the audacity to come to Eve and said, has God said? Has God said? You shall not eat of the tree of every of the garden. And the woman said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said. Everybody say, God had said.
God has said.
It says, ye shall not eat it, neither touch it. You see, she didn't get the instruction properly. God did not say you cannot touch it. But she said, neither touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Are you seeing the battle? Are you seeing the battle? The devil is intentionally waging war against what God has said.
Yes,
God has said, you eat of it, you will die. But the devil said, you will not surely die. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Then it says in verse 5, for God doth know that in the day that thou eatest thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, as she was hearing something from the devil, she began to look at the tree differently. Now, look at verse 6. And when the woman saw, everybody read verse 6. You see, this is where she lost the fight. And when the woman saw, so she began to look at the tree and reconsider what God is saying. Are you with me? She began to look at that tree and she had a choice now. Will she follow what she's seeing or what God has said? So the fight of faith is choosing to hold on to what God has said in spite of what you are seeing. Are you getting me? Say after me, the fight of faith is choosing to hold on to what God has said in spite of what you are seeing. Are you following this? This is why the Apostle Paul says we walk by faith, not by sight. Because faith is a kind of sight. It is choosing to see things the way God sees things. Are you getting me? We walk by faith and not by our natural perceptions. Look at Eve there. She had a choice now. Will I follow what God has said or what I'm seeing? So when the Apostle Paul says we walk by faith, we are choosing to walk by what God is saying. We are choosing to walk by what God has said. Are you with me? We are choosing to walk by what God is showing in spite of what I see with my natural eyes. And this will be a fight. Because your natural eyes many times will be seeing something else when God has said something else. Let me tell you, if you want to see this thing I just said, it is a summary of the Christian faith. It is a summary of the Christian faith. You believed in Jesus. God has said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. But now you are born again, but you are still struggling with your sins. There is a temptation to say, you know what? Maybe I'm actually not saved. No! If you have believed, you are a new creature. You must choose to stick to what God has said. Lord, I know I'm struggling, but I will hold on to what you have said. Are you with me? I know I feel like this urges want to destroy me. This addiction wants to kill me. But I am a new creature. All things are passed away. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
This is the fight of faith here. And so, Paul says in 1 Timothy 6 from verse 12, he says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Tell somebody, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Tell somebody again, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Tell them again, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Glory. Listen, do you know why this is important? See, if you don't choose God's opinion, Satan will sell to you his own opinion. If you don't intentionally choose that I will hold on to what God has said about my life, about my future, about my finances, about my business, about that idea he has given me, are you with me? If you don't hold on to it, Satan will sell to you his own opinion, and his own opinion will destroy you. Let me tell you something. You know, when I was talking to the pastors, I said, when I think about this faith issue, many times you don't even have a choice. Or you have just two options. Will you choose God's own and be free and prevail? Or will you choose what you see and be destroyed? What will you choose? You may think, oh, you know what? This faith thing, I don't want to stretch myself. Let me just be. No, if you choose that, you are headed for destruction. No. Let me show you something. Psalm 27. Psalm 27 from verse 13. David said, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Do you know what that means? I had fainted, meaning I was finished, except I had believed to see. Meaning he decided I will believe God. And it's when you believe God, you will see. Look at it. I had fainted unless I had believed to see. Maybe you want to live your life in such a way, I've resigned to my faith, I've tried, I'm not doing it again. No! It's after me, I believe God.
I believe
I believe God. I choose to believe God. In spite of what I see, I choose to believe God. Some of you are not talking. I want a faith anointing in this house. After me, I choose to believe God. In spite of what I see, regardless of what I see, regardless of what I hear, I choose to believe God. Let me tell you, with the way the economy is going, you better believe God, though, because your calculation will fail you. That's what David is saying here. I would have been finished unless I believe to see. You better believe God, though, because if you follow the doctor's report, that's what will happen. Are you with me? You better believe God, though, because if you follow the way your depression is trying to rewire your mind, that's what will happen. You'll wake up in the morning, I'm useless. Eh? No, I am born of God.
I am born of God.
No, I'm not useless. I am not forgotten. I am born of God. God has a plan for my life. I am unstoppable. I am undefeated. God is on my side. 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 Now say this one. God believes in me. Hey. Say it again. God believes in me. God believes in me. Listen, this is important. Romans 3 verse 4 says, let God alone be true. Let every man be a liar. Let God alone be true. Let every situation be a liar. Let God alone be true. Let every sickness be a liar. Are you with me? Sometimes there is no money in your pocket, but you say, my God shall supply. Yes, my God shall supply. Yes, my God shall supply. I am not broke. I refuse to admit I am broke. Are you with me?
Yes,
see, let me tell you something. I'm trying to infuse in you the spirit power in me. Let me tell you. You see this ministry? We walk on water every day. Every day. There are some things I cannot say. Some people that were in my house, I was sharing some things with them. They all looked at me and they say, Pastor, if you ask me, how are you sure of all that we are going to do for the next 10 years? God. Let God alone be true. Did God say we will do it? We will do it. It doesn't matter what I see. We will do it. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes, let God alone be true. Let every situation be a liar. Let God alone be true. Let every sickness be a liar. Let God alone be true. Imagine you were Joseph. You know, I said this fire of faith is the Bible. Imagine you were Joseph. After God showed you all the things that will happen, now you find yourself not just a slave in Potiphar's house, but you are further demoted into prison. Do you know that there is no record of Joseph dreaming again? All the while he was in prison, no dream. At least from what the Bible said, no dream. There are some of you, God showed things and you are forgotten. You've gotten to the point where, you know what? I don't want to be too ambitious again. Let it just go. The fact of faith, you say, I will hold on to what God has said. See, this is important though, because many people are in this place. See, you know what? I don't want to be too ambitious again. Let it just go. No. Say after me, I will hold on to what God has said. The Bible says in Psalm 105 from verse 17, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Until the time that his word came. You know, let me tell you something. Please, I want to beg you, don't give up. Tell your, beg your neighbor, don't give up. If there's any other way I would have used to press this thing inside you, I would do it. Some of you, you will need what I'm saying in a very short while. Some of you is in some few years' time, but you need what I am saying. So quickly, how do you fight the fight of faith? Number one, you must know what God has said. You must know what God has said. about you, about your life, about your future, about that challenge. And let me tell you, what God has said must enter your spirit. Hey. What God has said must enter your spirit. You must know what God has said about your life, about you, about your future, and what God has said must enter your spirit. Let me tell you something. When the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Do you know that? Realize it did not say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he will be. Meaning, from the very time you agree with it in your heart, it has happened. It's waiting for time. It is waiting for time to manifest. Are you following me? Also, you will become what you believe about yourself, not what you think you believe. There are many things you have believed about yourself that you don't even know. There are some of you, subconsciously, you believe that every other person can have a great life, or they can have breakthrough, but when it comes to me, there shall be an explanation for why my own did not happen. You have to fight. See, those are the things the Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted himself against knowledge of God. There is a way you will believe that thing. After a while, to begin to influence you. You will go to ATM. The ATM will pay everybody when it comes to you to say money has finished. Because now, the environment is beginning to act according to what you have within you. Hey. Some people may say what I'm teaching is metaphysics or whatever. No problem. Anything you want to believe. That's your own business. Say after me, I believe the word of God. Say after me, I know what God has said. So that means to build a life of faith, you must intentionally sit with God's word and begin to chew it, take it inside. You have to hear it again and again. You know, the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, even pastors, even bishops, every one of us, you have to intentionally sit down and say, I will believe what God has said. I will hear it again and again, again and again, again. Let me tell you something, all the people you know that are doing well, by the word of God, when you hear them talk, go close to them. There was a day, a man of God, I will not mention his name, in the minister's conference, they were asking him, do you go through challenges? How do you manage yourself when you go through challenges? He said, when I go through challenges, I confess, I will write out all the things God said to me, that through me, the liberation will touch it, all the ends of the earth, this. He said, I will declare it 500 times every day. I said, 500 times. He said, you write 10 of them down. And each one, you... You know, you will say something to the point where, after a while, your heart will align. I read about some Christian persecution in some parts of the world years ago. When they want to get the slaves, or the people that they catch to renounce Christ, they will lock them in a place. And somebody will keep on reciting to them, Jesus is not God. Jesus is not the way. Some of them had to really fight. Some people, they did not even know when they started saying, maybe he's not God though. What do you think is going on in the world with the whole talk about atheism everywhere? They want you to hear it to the point where you begin to rethink. They want you to hear their opinion. Why? Okay. YouTube may censor this video, no problem. Why? You say you are LGBTQ, lesbian, gay. Oh, yeah, keep it to yourself. Why do a rally? Why do a promotion? Okay, it's your personal conviction. Why do you want to force all of us? Inclusion and diversity. You want to it's because they want you to hear it to the point where you agree it's normal. Are you with me? So you must know what God has said. About your finances, what has God said? About your health, what has God said? About your future, what has God said? Are you with me? The lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. That's what God has said. Some of you are not talking. The lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. The path of the just like a shining light. I shine brighter and brighter. until the perfect day. That's what God has said. The Lord is a sun and a shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The Lord is my shepherd. That will increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Are you with me? That's what God has said. Look at Acts 27 from verse 5. This was Paul in a ship that was going through a turbulence. Are you with me? Paul was in a ship that was going through a turbulent time, and there was such a storm on the ship. And then in verse 25, Paul told his colleagues on the ship, he said, "Sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God." Say after me, "I believe God." That it shall be even as it was told me. Say after me,
I believe God.
That it shall be even as it was told me. It will not be any other way. It will be upward and forward only. Some of you are not talking. Hey, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Say after me,
I believe God.
It shall be even as it was told me. I believe God. I believe God. I don't believe what I see. I don't believe what I face. I believe God. It shall be even as it was told me. But my horn shall thou exalt, like the horn of the unicorn. I am anointed with fresh oil. My horn shall thou exalt. My horn that thou hast exalted. My horn that thou hast exalted. My horn shall thou exalt. Like the horn of the unicorn. I am anointed with fresh oil. I am not confused. I am not stranded. I am not frustrated. I am not confused. I am not stranded. I am not frustrated. I have the life of God within me. I am born of God. Whatever is born of God, overcome the world. Oh, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even my faith. Are you with me? What has God said? Some of you, you have to learn to read your Bible. Go back and listen to the word of God. I told you about to listen to those sermons here last week. Learn to sit down. Let the word of God enter. You know, I said it some weeks ago. This generation, the devil planned for us. He planned to ensure that many people are cooked. People don't know how to sit down again and receive the word. There's something that used to happen in that some 10, 15 years ago. When somebody will walk up to you and say, "I was reading something in the Bible. It just jumped inside me. The entrance of his word giveth light. You know, Jehovah said something one time. He said, faith is not just hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the voice of God. And that will happen by the Spirit. I will talk about this during midweek service, the spirituality of faith. Some of you, you need to pray in the Spirit. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Let all the veil of doubt fall away. Then begin to hear the word of God. As you are hearing it, you are praying in tongues. Say after me, I don't see impossibilities. Number two, you must hold on to what God has said in your heart. And this one is very important. You must hold on to what God has said in your heart. If you ever attended maybe secondary school or university, it will respond more to people in the university or who went through university education. You respond to what I'm saying more. Have you been in that situation where exam was coming in 5 weeks' time? And when you look at the course material, you were obviously not ready. Now, you either had a choice to begin vehement reading or you just tell yourself, you know what? Sera, whatever will be. You only start picturing yourself how you meet the lecturer. Actually, sir, I carried over that course. I'm a carryover student, you know. And maybe you wrote the course and even passed. But then, after those 5 weeks, you went into the exam and you just discovered, if I read a little bit more, I would have done better. Has that happened to you before? What happened was that because of the challenge you saw 5 weeks to the exam, you already lost hope. And because you lost hope, it did not even make you see that there was still hope. So when the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 35, it says, cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Let me tell you something. If you lose the battle here, you will lose it on ground. There are some people, they have already resigned. They are praying, but in their mind, it's already gone. This thing. I don't think much will come out of me. You see, Jesus. And that's the devil's real goal. To break you inside. Tell your neighbor, refuse to break. See, it's just like maybe those days we used to install softwares with CDs or CD plates. And then imagine you put a CD plate in a laptop and you're expecting maybe the logo of the stuff to come out, and then you see loading 10%, 20%, 30%, and you believe because of what you are seeing that the software is installing. But now you put the CD, it just shows the logo and disappears. And then you are waiting. You are waiting. Where is this thing? But somebody who knows better can tell you, don't worry, it's installing. The fight of faith is, will you choose to hold on to what the person has said because the person knows better, or will you choose to look at what you are saying? Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
You may be tempted to say, hey, it's not working. Remove the CD. The person says, if you remove it, you will start again. You have spoiled everything. Are you following me? Your neighbor, cast not away your confidence. Now, I want to show you something. God will help me. I will finish in good time. Amen. It says, cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Verse 38, 1, 2, 3, go. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Do you know what this means? It means if you really have faith, you will never give up. You will never give up. Even when it looks like God did not answer you, even when it looks like your faith failed, you will never give up. Hey, Jesus. Tell somebody, protect your heart, oh. Protect your heart, oh. The Bible says, guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. No matter what you are facing, guard your heart. Keep your confidence. Say after me, I believe God. God has a plan for my life. Let me even explain it more to you. Have you been in situations where you believe 2025 was going to be my year? Or 2024, this my breakthrough will happen. And it did not happen. And it's like you believed. It did not play out the way you want. Then 2025 came. They said it was the year of quantum leaps. You believed. Nothing happened. Now 2026 has come. When they are saying, is your apostolic year, your year of destiny? Okay, I hear you. And that's See, if you truly had faith, you will never give up. I want to show you something. When I saw this yesterday, I was just shouting on my seat. Look at Hebrews 11. From verse 13 to 16. Oh, dear Jesus. Hebrews 11 from verse 13 to 16. The Bible says, now listen. Listen to this. Everybody read 1, 2, 3, go. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Now, we know in a larger salvific context, the promise is Christ. Are you with me? But much more than that, he's saying that they did not receive the promises. Read on. It says, verse 14, for they that said such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Verse 15, and if truly they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had the opportunity to have returned. He's saying that if they truly were still thinking about their doubts or the things they left behind, they would have run back. But these people said, I am persuaded, even if I don't get it, I will keep on going. And as long as God said, I will keep on going. Now, many times when you believe God for something, or you prayed about something, and it did not seem to happen, there is a tendency to feel like, maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I should have prayed better. Maybe I should have prayed more. Maybe I just missed something. But this scripture shocks me. What I'm about to show you next. Go back. Hey. Please, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So, these people did not receive the promises, but see what God said about them. Verse 16. Now they desire a better country, that is an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. So that means even if I was trusting, I did not get it, God is not ashamed of me.
Yes, sir.
See, God is more proud that you believed him, you went forward, it did not work out, the business proposal did not work, but I prayed, but I believed God. God is proud of you when you come back and say, God, you are still faithful. Let's go. Well, I'll do it again. God has said about me, I will fulfill my destiny, I will go again. God is more proud of such a person than a person says, God, you failed me. I will not believe again. No, he says, God is not ashamed of them. Say after me, God is not ashamed of me. God is not ashamed of me. I know you prayed 2023, it did not happen. You prayed 2024, God is with you. And let me tell you something, he's not ashamed of you. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Say after me, God is not ashamed of me. See, a faith man will never go back. He will never get to the point where he says, I failed. Or God is unfaithful. No. No matter the 10,000 rejections you get, God is faithful. Yes. I will keep on going. There will be a way eventually.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Let's pray in the spirit. Rata kapalata kasetalia, shekete peleketelia, rendegedo seketelia, shega branda gabala kabaladesa, lembre de sete, ma shekete telia, likavaragado seketelia, shekete peleketelia. Amen. So we said you must know what God has said, you must hold it in your heart. Look at Romans 4 verse 19, talking about Abraham, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Are you seeing this? Even though his body was dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded. See, after being fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. All of these things is happening in his heart, though. All of these things. Say after me, I'm fully persuaded. That what he was promised, he was able also to perform. Okay, number three. The fight of faith, after you've held on to it in your heart, you must hold it in your sight. You must hold it in front of you. You must hold what God has said in front of you. You must have a way of putting it in your sight. Whether by your imagination, whether by looking at someone who has had a testimony, but you must have it in your sight. Are you believing God for children? Put pictures of people that have children in your front. Go there. Go and be visiting people that have babies. Be carrying the child. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Put it in your sight. See, Jonah chapter 2 verse 8 says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. You know what the lying vanity is? It looks real. You know, somebody has said fear. The acronym of fear is F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. There is mercy for you, but what are you looking at? There is mercy for you. What are you looking at? Look at Peter. As long as he looked at Jesus, he was walking on water. You know, that scripture, there's a lot to learn from there. He looked at Jesus, he was walking on water. The Bible says, when he removed his eyes from Jesus and was looking at the waves, he began to sink. It looks like you become what you behold. What do you mean he began to sink? You can put the scripture, media, you'll be fine. What do you mean you begin to sink? You don't begin to sink, you sink.
Yes, sir.
So that means in the spirit realm, what you look at begins to influence you gradually. Let me tell you, if you are really hearing faith message, let me tell you how we will know. When you go out and you want to buy fuel, you say, fuel is now 1-4. You say, this country, eh? How are we going to survive? Eh? How am I? If you are really hearing, you catch yourself back. No! I will survive. God is my supply. The cattle of 1,000 who belongs to him. I thought you would talk. The cattle of 1,000 who belongs to him. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. There is a way for me. There is supply for me. Are you with me? Why we look not at the things? What are you looking at? What are you looking at? What are you looking at? For instance, as a pastor, when you know, when I come to church, what do you think I look at? Do you think I come to church and say, "Oh God, oh, I wish there were 500,000 people here"? No. No, when I, let me tell you what I look at. When I come, I know I'm, these are the leaders for the next 100,000 people. Whether you agree or, whether you like it or, whether you believe it or, before Jesus is coming, new breed will be at the forefront of the gospel globally. I see, I know it like I know my name. See, are you with me? Even from the way I preach, you know that you cannot look at the camera and say, okay, pastor is happy today. Pastor is not happy today. No. If you know the things I go through personally, if you are not close to me, you know what you will believe? That guy just a fly. And actually, I'm flying. I'm flying. Oh, I'm flying. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. You know the problem with lying vanity? Even when good cometh, you will not see it. The problem is that it has blended your eyes to see. Are you with me? Say after me, I do not observe lying vanities. Say it again, I do not observe lying vanities. See, if you hear me when I talk in my closet with my people, if you hear the things I do, you will say, so if you are not careful, you say, you're mad. You say, this guy, you are mad. Ah. If you hear when I'm pricing land, if you hear when I'm pricing, you'll be afraid. My pastor friend told me, Pastor David, faith has become a habit for you. It is my habit. I can have 100 naira in my personal account. And I'm asking, how much is that land? I say, 10 billion. Okay. It's fine. Okay. It's understandable. No. I am not looking at my account. I am looking at his account. But my God shall supply.
Yes, sir.
All my needs according to his riches. There's an account called riches in glory.
Hallelujah.
There's an account called riches in glory. There's an account called, let it enter you. There's an account called riches in glory. There's an account called riches in glory. Not zenith, not access, not, are you with me? I was telling them that after this crusade, we'll have an art crusade in Gwarimpa, we'll have in Kubwa, we'll have in Mararaba, we'll have in Buhari.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look at me. Say after me, I believe God.
I believe God.
I believe God. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. You must hold it in your sight. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Let me tell you. There are many things that want to discourage you. Sometimes you will look at people. Eh? If you're not careful, people's testimonies will destroy you. If you're not careful, people's testimonies, you will look at some people. Like, hey, I wish I was this person. Oh, God. Why? You are failing the fight. Are you with me? That thing you are doing, you are failing the fight. Instead, you smile, you put your composure, you congratulate them, then you go into your closet. God has a plan for me. God has a plan for me. God is not cheating on me. God has a plan for me. He's not cheating on me by blessing others. He has a special plan for me. My own plan is in force. It is. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. I'm sorry, I'm taking too much time. I'm trying to help you. Maybe you see your friends got married. You see them, you're just all the wedding pictures, all the, and you're like, God, when? Don't ever move from God when to God whenever. Don't ever move to say, eh, God, whenever you want to do it. No, God, you have a plan for me. And you're working it out for my good. You're working it out for my good. The fight of faith. And then you must hold on to it in your speech, in prayer, in praise, in profession. Time is spent. I would have talked more about this. You will see Daniel chapter 9. He understood by books what God has said, that Israel will leave the land of slavery. But it has not yet happened. And then he began to pray. Lord, you said this. Lord, we see it come to pass. Lord, you said this. So sometimes the way to fight the fight of faith is to take prayer and fasting. You at the point you don't even know what to do again. You go back to your closet and you begin to pray. Lord, you said this business will go around the world. Yes, you said you will place me amongst the kings, amongst the high places in the name of Jesus. This business, you will not fail. David, your general boy, you will not fail. You can put your name there. I will not fail. I cannot be defeated. I have all the connections. I have all the strength, all the resources, everything I need, I have. Everything I need, I have. Doors are open for me in the name of Jesus. I believe what you have said. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. We are going forward. We are going forward. We are not going under. That sickness will not have the final say. Maybe it's an ailment. You put your hand there and say, hey, by his stripes I've been healed. I have been healed. I am joined to Christ. My body is the temple of the Most High God. Sickness, you cannot stay here. In the name of Jesus. Then you can take it further. Maybe you believe you had a curse. Is that telling yourself, I don't have a curse. I am the blessed of the Lord. No generational curse can walk over me. I am the blessed of the Lord. Hey, I am of God. I am of God. I am not of Isoko. I am not of Delta State. I am of God. I am of God. I am of God. I am of God. It only goes forward with me. Put your hands forward and say, these are fruitful hands. These are fruitful hands. Whatever I do prospers. Whether it is ministry, whether it is business, whether it is clothing, it goes forward. This is fight. Many times you are saying it, you don't feel like it. You are saying it, you open your eyes. You see an alert on your phone, you think it's money has come inside. Access Bank saying we are doing maintenance right now. But you tell yourself, I believe God. I believe God. And are you with me? I'm not looking at what I say. I believe God. God is faithful. God, I believe God. You better see. I'm teaching you to fight. Look at Paul and Silas. Acts 16. God told them, go to Macedonia. They went to Macedonia. After casting out the demon, they thought they would receive them well. They flogged them, put them inside prison. But they rose up at midnight and began to praise. We are more than conquerors. They began to praise. As they were praising and praying, the Bible says all doors were opened. That is how to fight. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You give a proposal. They rejected it. You bring the proposal back. You dance. Hallelujah for the Lord. God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you pray, dance, you say, okay, what can I do better with this proposal? Maybe I made a mistake. I will work on it again. I will try somewhere else again. But to allow yourself, God, you are failing the fight. Jump on your feet. Let me tell you something. Many times God will say something. God will tell Moses, go and meet Pharaoh. Go and tell him, let my people go. God will even give him a sign. They will go there. The sign God gave him, the magicians have. For the fact God sent you does not mean there will not be battles.
Yes, sir.
But God expects you to believe him too much that he cannot send me without securing victory already. Because he's called the end from the beginning. If he started me on the journey, it means he has secured the end already.
Yes, sir!
Emoji. Whether you like it or not, you will reach the world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Whether you want to have one church or not, you will reach the world. If like say it's only two, you will reach the world. If like you cannot stop. When God sold you Circle Church Global, it was global. It's global. It's global. It's global. Saftam is global. Saftam is global. Saftam is global. Saftam is global. I said, in Abuja, we are going to buy 200 acres of land. You bet. Oh my. What? It's what? It's bread for us, right?
Yes, sir. It's bread for us.
Whether the devil acts or not, we are going to have a city in every city God sends us.
Amen. Yes.
There are many of you.
Hallelujah.
Following me, I am telling you. Many of you, you will do businesses with politicians, with governors, with senators.
Amen.
You better say amen.
Amen.
I'm seeing something. Doors of nations are open to you.
Amen.
The doors of nations are open to you.
Amen.
The doors of nations are open to you.
Amen.
The doors of nations are open to you.
Amen.
The doors of nations are open to you.
Amen.
The doors of nations are open to you.
Amen.
You cannot fail. In the name of Jesus. Hey, you see, rugged faith people, eh? Rugged. You believe God, rugged. 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 Say after me, I believe God. I'm sorry, I'm taking your time, but say after me, I believe God. You know, when I got admission to Covenant University, I didn't even know what was happening. Somebody picked me up that did not know me from Adam and sent me to that school. You know what my auntie said? My auntie from my mother's side, she looked at me one of those days when I came back from school and said, "You have always been a strange boy." I said, "What do you mean, man?" He said, "When you were in GS3, you know, I had forgotten. I cannot remember what she was talking about." He said, "When you were in GS3, I called you in the parlor and I asked you, your dad is dead. Your mom is struggling and managing to send you to even the secondary school. What university do you want to go?" She was advising me, according to her, that I should maybe go and learn a skill, not really go to school immediately. And there's nothing wrong with that. She said that where I was watching TV in the parlor, I just looked at her and said, "I'm going to Covenant." That she laughed so much in the kitchen, that she was like, "Look at this boy. He does not even know what he's saying. Me, I cannot remember." But when she happened, she was the one that came and told me, "Say, you. Somebody will soon begin to say you. It's a fight, though. Tell somebody it's a fight. There are some of you, Satan has already made you believe you are not having children again. Satan means a lie. Or somebody will say it's a dirty lie. Say it's a dirty lie. See, you have two choices. Will you choose to say, you know, like me? Maybe the devil can go and say, you know, just admit, you will not do, me. That time when the thought is coming, I will stand up and say, "Satan, you are mad." "Satan, you are mad. Something they worry you for it. You see me? I will give to nations. I've been telling God, this year I will give out 4 cars. They worry you. Say after me, I believe God. Some of you, say after me, I will marry well. It will not be long from now.